What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
UFC is back this week with UFC from Greenville, South Carolina, headlined by the Korean Zombie Chan Sung Jung versus Hanato Moicano in the featherweight division. So it's, you know, kind of an ease back into the UFC. We had a nice week off, I would say. I enjoy having a Saturday of not watching fights, even though I do enjoy watching fights, but it's almost like I'm given an extra day in a week. So easing us back in, it's kind of this a low-end UFC card, let's call it. It's an ESPN Plus card. The prelim is on ESPN 2. Which I'm not a fan of that whole, they just like, just put it all on ESPN Plus. Like, you can also put it on ESPN 2, but like, just having ESPN Plus, you can't watch normal ESPN programming unless you have it through a cable provider. It's the dumbest fucking thing. But anyway, the main card is all I'm really interested in. I don't know if I'll... Maybe I'll go back and watch some of the early prelims. I'm not necessarily... There's nothing necessarily jumping off the charts for me to have to watch in this card. But I'm going to make my picks anyway. Starting off the main card... Starting off with the main event, I should say. I'm going with the Korean Zombie. I think his fight against, who was it against? It was against El Pantera. I can't think of his name offhand, but it was a crazy close fight. Ended up getting knocked out with like an up elbow in like the last second of the fight. But he was winning the fight overall, Korean Zombie. So I think he's going to come in and do good. Moicano, I can't think like more of an up and comer, but I'm going with Chan Sung Jung. John Lineker is on a quick turnaround. He just fought in April and coming back about 2 months layoff, which, you know, isn't that short of a turnaround, but still pretty quick turnaround. And I'm pretty sure he lost that fight. Close fight, but I think he lost that fight. And he's coming in against Rob Font. I got Font in this one. I think I would imagine Rob Font's got the reach. Lineker having a lot of power, but generally gives up a lot of reach. So I think Rob Font's going to, you know, Font's a good fighter. I think he's going to, hopefully will go in with a good game plan and keep Lineker out with his jab, maybe use some kicks, just avoid Lineker, good movement, avoid Lineker coming in with his big bombs, fight a smart fight, maybe, you know, work some jiu-jitsu, get some top game going. I don't know, but I think Rob Font has the tools to get it done against Lineker. I love Lineker. Don't get me wrong. It's only going to take him one punch to really turn things around in the fight. And maybe he's more fired up after losing his last fight. But I got Rob Font winning that one. The next fight, we got Brian Barberina coming in against Randy Brown. I got Barberina all day. He's just one of those guys with the dad bod, but the heart and determination to not give up. He's also a good fighter, likes to throw down, but he's definitely, I don't know, he's like, he looks like an underdog. I would imagine he looks, I don't know if he's an underdog in this fight, but I'm picking Brian Barberina, Bam Bam, over Brown. Next fight is De La Rosa, Montana De La Rosa versus Andrea Lee, women's flyweight fight. I got De La Rosa only because the name sounds familiar. I'm kind of guessing on this one. I'm going to be guessing on a couple of these. Next one, Kevin Holland versus Alessio Di Chirico from the middleweight division. I got Kevin Holland. I think he's just the young up-and-comer from the Dana White show, and just going to be fun to watch. Then the first fight on the main card, Ashley Yoder versus Suri Kondo from China, I believe. I got Yoder in this one, and yeah, that's all I got to say about that. I'm sure it'll be a fun card. The one thing with these kind of lower tier cards is that, in my opinion, it's an opportunity for unknown people to make a name. They can, if they have an outstanding performance, maybe they get put on clips on Instagram. They get shared around social media. Maybe they get featured on like SportsCenter or some kind of old-fashioned media. Maybe I talk about it and swipe up. You know, highlights are very good. So it's an opportunity. They won't get outshined by giant names in the main card. Not that there aren't, you know, big names, bigger names in the main card. But seriously, Bruno Silva, the second fight on the prelims card, if he comes out and just destroys Darren Wynn, like, you know, and then that gets put on Instagram, ESPN's account, maybe Ariel Helwani's account. It could blow up. You don't know. So it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity, and sometimes with that opportunity, you get fun fights. So I'm looking forward to it regardless. There's been also some other ridiculous things going on in MMA. Justin Bieber calling out Tom Cruise. From what I've heard, that's just bullshit. Like, Bieber backed off. Conor McGregor toyed with promoting that idea. I think it's horrible. I don't like if somebody's going to do that, let McGregor do it, but please don't start bringing that into legitimate MMA. Like, I understand that, like, the fake wrestler people, like, whatever his name is, came in, like, no training, no, he didn't even know wrestling coming from WWE. God, what's his name? I can't think of his name. But he lost horribly in his two fights. We need to focus on people, athletes that have given proper time and respect to the sport, the martial arts, before being allowed to compete in the UFC or Bellator, any of them. I don't mind, like, these senior citizen fighters that are going at it, getting matched up on Bellator or UFC. You know, I don't mind that. It's sad to see, but, you know, if they're not like Chuck Liddell, kind of like worn out, then I don't mind seeing, you know, BJ Penn versus Clay Guida, for instance, was a fun fight, you know, especially since, you know, BJ Penn didn't look horrible like he has in his previous fights. And then, of course, Chael Sonnen retired Bellator during a Bellator event. I didn't watch. But he fought Lyoto Machida, which, you know, it's Bellator. So, you know, you can juice. So you get a little bit, you get more of these older fighters. They can extend their career a little bit more in Bellator because, you know, there's no real, they don't have USADA working for them. So if you want to look at, watch more dirty fighting, you go watch Bellator. If you want to see the next level, you go watch like Ryzen or something like that. Or even ONE. I don't know what their drug policies are in ONE championship, but yeah. Chael Sonnen retired. One of the best salespeople in the, I don't think he's a good shit talker, but I think he's a good salesperson. I think he can sell fights. I mean, he sold himself to be a contender against John Jones. He had no purpose, no reason coming off of a loss to Anderson Silva to even be considered. Like, you want to talk about one of the most egregious matchups the UFC has done, and they did it. It's been a while. It was a long time ago when they did this, but the UFC has done these stupid matchups where if you can sell it and get the people to buy in, like Chael Sonnen did, you can match up Chael Sonnen off of a loss to Anderson Silva with arguably one of the greatest fighters of all time, John Jones, right? And almost got a win because John Jones broke his toe off. Thankfully, he finished the fight first, but, you know, he broke his toe off, and they could have, doctor stoppage, Chael Sonnen could have been the light heavyweight champion. Would have been ridiculous. But Chael Sonnen left. Much respect to him. I mean, his career has clearly already been shifting over to broadcast, having a show with Ariel Helwani, doing a bunch of work with ESPN and other fight organizations. So it's one of those fighters that it's like, I'm perfectly fine with his retirement. I think his career was as good as it can be, I guess. And he'll always be referenced when it comes to shit-talking, which I think he's more of a salesperson than a shit-talker. But that's it for this episode. New episodes of this show come out daily. Subscribe on IGTV and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week in advance over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Inspireddisorder.com for all of my original artwork. Go buy some paintings now. Save 10% with coupon code INSPIRED @RayTaylor for me on all social media. Have a great day, everybody. Peace out!